This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us today. And coming up on the show, many of our favorite partners, including Leibel Sternbach is here, Joe McKenzie, and friends from AARP Minnesota. All this plus the words to the wise on New Beginnings. And our program is underway right now. Thank you for being with us this weekend, everyone. And now joining us is Mr. John Schwartz. He is the founder for the Center for Combating Elder Financial Abuse. We've been talking for the last several weeks, and it seems as if this issue doesn't go away. John, welcome back to the program. And let's talk about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. When is that happening?
Hey, Freddie, thank you very much for having me on the show. And hey, that's coming up on June 15th of this year, so just a couple of weeks away.
You know, I have to be very, very honest with you and transparent. I have never heard of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Can you give us a little history about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So for some background, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was recognized by the United Nations General Assembly resolution on December 19th, 2011. So this year is going to mark the 11th anniversary of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And I want to mention this because I think that you fall in the same category as a lot of people, that not many people have heard of this, and it's an awareness day that people need to be aware of.
Everyone, we're talking with John Schwartz about the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Talk about the number of people who are impacted with elder abuse.
You know what, Freddie, there's 56 million elders in the United States today. So I call this a low probability, high impact crime, meaning that it's a low probability that anyone's going to be hit by this. But the ones that are hit by it, it's usually financially catastrophic. One out of 100 are going to lose a majority of their life savings. So it is. It's a huge problem.
So how do families observe World Elder Abuse Day?
You know what, Freddie, this is what I recommend. I encourage the elderly and trusted and responsible family members to take June 15th as a day to discuss how they can protect themselves and their loved ones from all forms of elder abuse, to include elder financial abuse. Because recently we just discussed how Mr. John McKendrick, who is an 80-year-old Navy veteran, shared with Channel 25 out of West Palm Beach that he was a victim of tech support scam. And in that scam, he lost his entire life savings of $94,000 in approximately 1 week. So that case demonstrates the threat of elder financial abuse is real, and that family and elderly should take this threat seriously.
It's so interesting in that they used a tech support scheme, and I'd be hard-pressed. I think any of us would be hard-pressed not to be able to find a computer, a laptop, an iPhone, an Android in our homes. And so tech support, these devices don't always work the way that we expect them to work. So this seems like an easy entry, John.
Well, it is. It really is. And then coupled with the fact that the predator is what I call a professional predator, in that they know exactly how to walk their victim through the scam to amp them up with their fear, to where they'll do just about anything to protect their computer, to include give away their life savings.
So how do we protect ourselves against this kind of abuse and others like it?
Well, this is what I would say. You know, how do we harden the target and make our elderly less susceptible? So one thing I would suggest is if you have an elderly relative that lives far away and that you only see him maybe once or twice a year, maybe consider increasing the number of visits so that you're visible to any potential predators. Another suggestion that I have, and I think this is fairly simple, is just consider getting an additional telephone number to be shared only with trusted and responsible family members. Because again, like you're saying, these telephones, you know, we all have them now, but the problem is some of the elderly out there have had this number for over 10 years, and now it's in the hands of potential predators. So maybe get a second telephone number. And then finally, consider freezing credit. But those are just some simple suggestions that I have, Fred.
How can we get more information about not only these types of schemes, but about the fine that work that you do with combating elder abuse?
Hey, thank you very much, Freddie. So we have a website. It's called endefa.org. Again, that's endefa.org. And on that website, I have summaries of 18 convicted predators who committed elder financial abuse. So please go to the website, take a look, and look at some of these cases, and it'll increase your knowledge on how these predators conduct elder financial abuse.
All right. John, we're out of time, but thank you so much for sharing with us. And I'm sure that a lot of people will be observing the Elder Abuse Awareness Day. That's on June 15th. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Freddie.
From the lighter side of my desk on New Beginnings this weekend, the town of Kyle, Texas has failed in this effort to set the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same name. The Gathering of the Kyles took place Sunday at Lake Kyle Park, about a half hour south of Austin. While more than 1,800 Kyles showed up, it wasn't enough. So far, the record is held by a gathering of more than 2,300 Ivans in Eastern Europe that took place in 2017. The event was the city's fourth attempt to break the world record. Orange County, California is home of the angriest airport in the United States. That according to a new ranking from Forbes, which gives the top spot to John Wayne Airport. The rankings are based on an analysis of Twitter activity. Nearly two-thirds of tweets directed at John Wayne Airport are categorized as angry. Many of the complaints are about flight delays, the airport being too noisy, and problems with the TSA. And a highly anticipated exhibit opened recently at the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Fifth Avenue in New York. Van Gogh's Cypresses is focusing on the artist's fascination with those types of trees. Some of his iconic paintings will be on display, including The Starry Night and Wheatfield with Cypresses. The exhibit runs until late August. And finally, Lego is releasing an over 2,000-piece set celebrating Pac-Man. The set, based on the 1980s arcade game, comes with a light brick to light up the coin slot. Pac-Man, launched in Tokyo in 1980, became the most successful arcade game of all time. The Lego set doesn't even work as an actual gaming system. The company says fans will love the retro game details. On the lighter side, on New Beginnings.
Since its release, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell has inspired tens of thousands. And in these times, words of encouragement can be the difference. How about you? Could daily affirmations and words of encouragement make a difference in your life? Find out with your very own copy of Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Available at Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Even though the federal COVID public health emergency has ended, it's important to take steps to protect yourself from the virus. The ending of the public health emergency does not change the availability of COVID-19 vaccines. Vaccines will continue to be provided by the federal government through the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act. It's also anticipated that COVID-19 vaccines will transition to the private market in early fall. You can learn more details about the transitions at the Minnesota Department of Health.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Thank you so much for listening to us this weekend. And as we turn now our attention to Kathy McClear, AARP Minnesota State Director, a regular and supporting sponsor of New Beginnings. And Kathy, hello and welcome back.
Hi, Freddie. Thanks for having me.
We've got an involved topic today, but before we get too deep into it, for those who are looking for information about AARP Minnesota and the fine work that you do, how can they access you online?
Yeah, you can find us at aarp.org/MN.
All right. And we want to talk today about driver safety and how the Mall of America ties into this. Can you help us a little bit first as we talk about driver safety?
Sure. Well, driver safety is it's a longstanding program that AARP has had for, almost since our inception, so at least 50 or 60 years. And this is really a driver refresher course. So even somebody who's been driving for a very long time, I don't know about you, Freddie, but I grew up in South Dakota. You could start driving on the farm and such at 14. So I've been driving for a long time. Even the most experienced drivers can benefit from a driver safety refresher course. And you might be eligible for a discount on your car insurance if you take one of those classes.
Really? So you can get a discount by successfully completing this particular course?
Yes. Many, many insurance companies will offer a discount for taking that driver safety refresher course.
I would imagine it takes a lot of volunteers to put on a program like this, Kathy.
It does. Across the country, we have more than 4,000 volunteers who are instructors, they're administrators, they help promote the events. And we have some great, really passionate volunteers right here in Minnesota that are dedicated to helping folks get registered for those classes, brush up on the rules of the road, and just improve their safety while they're driving.
Do you have classes that will help the loved ones of some of your older members to tell them, okay, maybe you can only drive another year or two, or maybe you shouldn't be driving at all? Are there any resources in that space?
Yes, you're right, Freddie. That is such a tough subject and a tough conversation for families to have, but it is such a serious matter. It's not just about the safety of the person behind the wheel. It's about the safety of everyone else on the roads with them. And we do have some really important tools. We have a resource called We Need to Talk. And it's a program that's really designed to help family and loved ones determine how to assess your loved one's driving skills and then provide those tools to have that really difficult and important conversation.
That conversation can be difficult. I have some friends of mine who say they've talked to their older relatives. And it's interesting. It started off a little difficult, but as reasoning started to set in, this was the kind of conversation to have. Talk to us a little bit about the Smart Driver Tech program itself. When is that happening?
Sure. So there's the We Need to Talk course. That is on May 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
And that is all about having to address that that difficult conversation, talking about, you know, what it means for someone to lose their independence when they give up the keys, how to be observant and determine whether someone might be having a challenge, and then how to have that conversation with the older adult in your life. Mm-hmm. Then on May 18th, we have an entirely different program called the Smart Driver Tech. I just got a new to me vehicle not long ago, and I tell you, the bells and whistles in that Jeep, there's a lot to it. And so the Smart Driver Tech course is really designed to help people fully utilize and safely utilize the new technologies that come with those newer vehicles.
Does this class help you to, is this one of the ones that will help you to save on your insurance premiums, or is this more information for your members?
You know what? That's a great question for our volunteers when you sign up for these courses. The Safe Driver course will get you a discount. I'm not certain about these, but our instructors can help you understand what gets you the discount and how to get that discount once you've completed the course.
That points up the value of the volunteers. How can we learn more about this and register for the upcoming classes, the one on May 17th, We Need to Talk, and the Smart Driver Tech program on the 18th of May?
Yep. More information and registration details are all at aarp.org/MN events.
She is Kathy McClear, AARP Minnesota State Director. I'm Freddie, and this is New Beginnings.
Hi, everybody. As we continue in our healthy segment on New Beginnings, we want to talk to you a little bit about your teeth. 90% of what people know about flossing, for example, is wrong. Brushing only reaches the exposed surface of a tooth. We all know this, but you can use tools to get at the hidden part of your teeth, like water flossing or an interdental brush. These are the small cylindrical brushes that you can push between your teeth. You've seen those. 90% of people floss the wrong way, that according to the dental experts. Swiping once between your teeth with a slippery floss doesn't do very much. You might get some food debris out, but bacteria and plaque really cling to your teeth below the gum line. So it takes maybe 5 to 10 up and down swipes below the gum line of each tooth to really dislodge it. The experts also say that the kind of floss you use is critical. I like the woven kind myself. It really seems to grab the plaque pretty well. The experts say that your toothbrush is probably too big, too hard, and too old. You need a small brush with extra small bristles. A small head is easier to maneuver in your mouth so you can reach all the tooth surfaces. A soft bristle won't harm your gum lines as much. It's recommended that you replace your toothbrush or the head of your electric toothbrush once a month. Now, when you buy your toothbrushes in bulk, the experts say they're much more cheaper than if you purchase a toothbrush one at a time. And what about the electric toothbrush? They say that it'll probably get your teeth cleaner. This is especially true for older folks whose plaque is stickier and more difficult to remove with the manual toothbrush because we produce less saliva. Now, this is really interesting. You don't need an annual dental x-ray. Most people don't need new x-rays any more frequently than every 18 to 36 months. Some dentists order them routinely every year, but it's a knee-jerk reaction and is really not the standard of care. Ask your dentist about this. X-rays are expensive and expose you to radiation, and that there are other ways to spot cavities. If your dentist orders them more often, be sure to ask them why. And another way to make sure that you're cutting down on the cost of your dental care and to make sure that you have healthy teeth is to snack smarter. It'll lower your odds for cavities. Crackers and pretzels made with white flour, sugary foods, and candy feed bacteria, which produce more acid in your mouth. Nuts, healthy meats, and a cup of green tea are better choices. Just trying to give you some ideas on how to live a healthier life, and especially as we give you some tips today on how to take care of your teeth.
Scissors, clippers, styling and profiling. Information online at thestandardmn.net in Oakdale, Minnesota. Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you for joining us, and it's National Rocky Road Day. In the United States, the most popular way to eat Rocky Road is ice cream. Although Rocky Road comes in many variations, traditionally ice cream includes chocolate ice cream, nuts, and marshmallows. Today, there are variations with vanilla ice cream, chocolate chips, and almonds. People have been enjoying this delicious combination for a lot of years. There are varying accounts of the origin of this ice cream, as there often is with the creation of something new. Sometime during the late 1920s, William Dreyer used inspiration from his partner Jody Eddy's chocolate candy to make Rocky Road ice cream. Dreyer did something he was probably told 100 times not to do. He used his wife's sewing scissors to chop up marshmallows and walnuts and added them to chocolate ice cream. Of course, it tasted good, so he probably is forgiven for using her good sewing shears for anything but fabric. Soon after, the stock market crashed, and the ice cream was given the name Rocky Road to bring smiles to faces during the Great Depression. Scoop up some Rocky Road today and celebrate National Rocky Road Ice Cream Day.
Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org. Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today.
If you have a positive COVID-19 test, it's important to stay home and away from others for a minimum of 5 full days from the date of the symptoms or the date you had a positive test result. When near people who live with you, wear a well-fitting mask. You can return to most activities after 5 full days of staying away from others if your symptoms are getting better. Continue to wear a mask around others indoors through day 10. A message from the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Joining us now is Label Sternbach. He is an enrolled agent with the IRS, a national Social Security advisor, a financial consultant, and a portfolio management advisor from the Colleges of Financial Planning and Financial Services. Best of all, he's a friend of ours. He's an author of a book called Living with Financial Anxiety and the book entitled Authenticity. His website is yieldsforyou.com. He is a man of letters and he joins us now. Label, hello and welcome back to the program.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm intrigued by today's conversation because you're going to tell us, I hope, what's happening with our economy. So I brought, if you can see it here, I brought some tea leaves to the conversation, got them laid out. I've got some warm water and put them in there now. So as you look into these tea leaves, Mr. Sternbach, do you think the worst is over with this economy?
I personally think that the worst is over. I think, though, that...
Really? Really?
Yeah, I think the worst is over. I think people are still failing to recognize what is happening. And I think that fundamentally is the problem. And until both the, you know, Wall Street and the Federal Reserve acknowledge what's happening to our economy, until that happens, we're still going to have this seesaw in the stock markets. And that's going to happen for a while. I think inflation is really hard to predict because there's too many factors and there's too many competing agendas that are causing inflation. So whether inflation is over, I don't think that's over by a long shot. And I don't think the stock market volatility is over by a long shot. But I do think that our economy is where it's going to be for the foreseeable future. And I think, you know, I say that for a number of reasons. The biggest is that people are starting to, or the data is starting to show what I've been saying for the last 12 to 18 months, mm-hmm. which is that our economy is changing, right? COVID really exposed the warts of our economy. It exposed the fallacy of relying on a global supply chain for essential supplies, right? So when it comes to national security, when it comes to, you know, things that we need as a country to run, COVID highlighted the fact that we've moved so much of our critical manufacturing overseas that we are really susceptible to any disruption in the supply chain. Now, the real issue with that wasn't the fact that we are, you know, giving money to China or we're supplying China or we're helping China and India grow. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that if a country like China, which is, you know, really it's a dictatorship, right? They say they're a socialist republic, but, you know, it's ruled by, you know, a handful of people. So when a country like that decides that we're their enemy and they control most of our manufacturing or enough of our critical manufacturing to bring our country to a halt, that's a serious problem. Another serious problem is that Taiwan, which is less than 100 miles away from mainland China, is where almost all of our high-tech chips are manufactured. And mm-hmm. so, you know, and we're talking about the chips that are used in our, you know, nuclear missiles, that are used in, you know, everything from the iPhone to nuclear submarines. And the fact that it's manufactured 100 miles from mainland China, and that China has gotten more and more aggressive about asserting their dominance. That means they have the ability. They have the ability to disrupt our military infrastructure. They have the ability to disrupt our entire economy, our entire way of life. Right, it'll only be a matter of time from the time that they shut down the chip manufacturing in Taiwan till all of a sudden we're not able to replace critical machines in our hospitals and our gas stations and, you know, everywhere in our life, and our life comes to a halt. That's not something that us as a nation or the Western nations as a whole can really abide. Right, we can't be held hostage to a socialist dictatorship. And so as a result of that, Western nations passed a whole bunch of laws that basically incentivized manufacturing to come back home. Now, what's even more interesting is that the United States went more aggressive than the European Union or even UK, and we provided a whole lot of incentives, so much so to the point that the European Union is saying that we've effectively, I'm blanking on this, but we're not a fair trade partner, and that we've created, basically like tariffs and stuff like that on them, which we have treaties not to do, and it's supposed to be dictated by that. So that's going to play out. So manufacturing has been coming back home. High-tech manufacturing has been coming back home. And even from Europe, apparently we're attracting manufacturing from Europe, which has never happened before. So we're getting all of these jobs. We're creating jobs that never existed. We're creating jobs that are not on any of the reports yet. And that is really driving, I think, our economy. And the Fed data doesn't show it. Stock market doesn't show it because it doesn't show in earnings reports yet. It doesn't show in a lot of reports yet. And so until people start to see those in their tea leaves and that we just added a huge amount to our national economy, I think that there's going to be this tug of war.
It sounds as if you've painted a both ends scenario here. At the outset, you said the worst is over. But you just talked about dictatorships changing the scope of how America operates at its fundamental core. So help me through that one. Help me to understand where you're going with that.
Yeah. So I think that what's happening, right, is when we talk, and I'm talking exclusively, right, from an economic and from a, stock market perspective or inflation perspective, from a dollar perspective, is that we're really shoring up our economy. We're really shoring up our national security. We're shoring up our the stability of the US dollar. Mm-hmm. We're shoring up all those things so that nobody can really threaten our economy too much.
Got it.
At the same time, what we're seeing is a kind of decoupling of the global supply chain, the global economy that has happened for the last 40 years, right? For the last 40 years, there's been this steady move to outsource as much manufacturing and as much low-tech labor as possible to these countries like India and China, which were developing economies. And that has started to reverse itself, which is going to have long-term repercussions, right? It is a fundamental shift in power. One that people are kind of, they don't want to acknowledge publicly, because we still, until it's completely undone, we still rely on China for so much of our critical supplies, right? And so we can't come out right and say, China, we don't like what you're doing, right? And Trump, he did that, right? He came out and he said all the things that nobody wanted to say publicly, and China didn't react so well to it. And we're kind of, we have a different administration right now. We have, more, career diplomats, doing the talking. And so behind closed doors, everyone knows what's happening. But out in public, nobody's going to say it until it's over.
Interesting. We're talking with Label Sternbach. So do you have major concerns or any concerns for 2023 as we go into 2024? We can't see it month by month, but quarter by quarter.
So my biggest concern are for people who are currently retired or who are going to retire within the next year or two. My concern for them is that they need to know where the money that they are going to be living off of is going to come from. That is their biggest concern and my biggest concern for them, because if you just have your money invested in the stock market, right, and you haven't separated out the money I'm going to live on in the next, you know, 1 to 2 years, 3 years, even 4 or 5 years out. But if you haven't separated those monies out by the different time horizons, then what's going to happen is retirement is going to come, or you're going to have to replenish your checking account. And inevitably, you're going to take it from funds that are at a low. Right. The stock market is going to dip at some point and your investments are going to dip, and you won't be able to wait for the recovery, right? You won't be able to wait for the stock market to reach a new high. And because you're going to need to live on this money, you're going to sell it, and you're going to sell it at a loss, and that's going to hurt your long-term financial stability. And so right now, what I'm doing with all my clients is I'm helping them make sure that the plan that they have in place for how they're funding their retirement, how they're replenishing their checking account, that that is solid. Right, that is as strong as possible, because that, if we don't get that right in these few years, right, it will really hurt us in the long run. Right, we need to make sure that we have something that provides us with stability. Right, that money is stable and doesn't go up and down with the markets. Having said that, also, right, we want to make sure that our investments for 3 to 5 years from now and 5 to 10 years are taking on appropriate risk, and that we're okay with that. Right. And some people aren't okay with looking at their account balance and seeing it seesaw up and down. Right. I mean, literally, you know, if you look at your retirement accounts, chances are you're going to see multiple ups and downs of significant, you know, height, right, of significant durations. And so you're going, you know, if you can live with that, great. Stick it out. If you can't, then we need to put you into something that's not going to give you a heart attack every time you open up your brokerage account.
Right? That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. So I'm just curious. I hope this is not off course, but how are you investing your money?
So I'm investing my money. Again, like I said, right, I have those different time horizons. So based on the time horizons are going to determine how I'm investing it, right? So I have, you know, a portion of my money is in, you know, checking or savings account. And that's, you know, I try to have 3 to 4 months. Now I'm still working and earning money, right? So I can afford to just have those few months. And then I have, you know, the money that I know that I'm probably going to need to use over the course of the next year that's not going to come from my wages, I have that in high yield savings, right? And that's like money market funds that are paying, you know, 4 to 5%. And then I've got my long-term stuff, right? And so for my long-term stuff, right, I'm, you know, I can bear the market risk. So I'm taking on that full market volatility, right? And I have, the truth is I have investments, and some of my clients are good with this. We have investments that are what are called contrarian strategies. So when these stocks go down, way down, right? Like, because the stock market, everyone gets scared and they're like, oh no, the bottom's coming out and nobody knows what they're doing and it's worse than we expected. Well, when that happens, I have money managers who go and they find the companies that have been beaten up the most, but fundamentally, they're great. So think about this as, you know, the short-term Warren Buffett's, right? So they, you know, they, essentially is Warren Buffett, right? Go buy great companies and hold them for the long run. This is go buy great companies that have been beaten up by everyone and hold them for the short run as they recover, as people realize that, you know, the worst isn't the worst, and then sell them when they peak and, you know, repeat the process. And right now, I mean, those strategies are killing it. Because there is so much opportunity, there's going to continue to be opportunity for the next few years because nobody knows what the hell is happening. And the seesaw, this volatility is a great buying opportunity if you have a strategy. If you don't have a strategy and you're just buying and holding, then you don't try to time the market. Make sure that you can just hold on and that it doesn't give you a heart attack trying to hold on.
Final question, is that your biggest tip of the year or do you have something else?
My biggest tip of the year is that you got to have a sound decision-making process, right? That is the name of the game in this business. You got to have a sound decision-making process that mm-hmm. will allow you to make the best decision for yourself and your loved ones. Because regardless of what the market is doing today, tomorrow, or, you know, 5 years from now, you're going to constantly be faced with these oh-ish moments. And if you don't have a way of navigating through that, then you are going to end up screwing yourself, right? And just to give you an example, right? If, you know, car breaks down or you find yourself in an airport, right? And your flight gets canceled and you don't know when the next one is and you got to be somewhere, right? Well, where are you spending that money to buy that next flight that's going to cost, you know, a whole lot of money? You need to go see your grandkids, right? Or your kid or whatever, right? And it's a last minute flight. How are you paying for that? Right. Those are the questions that come up on a regular basis. And if you don't have an answer for how am I paying for that? Right. And you're like, oh, well, I have all this money. Right. I saved all this money all my life. I'm just going to pay for it and we'll figure it out. Well, guess what? You're going to deplete your savings faster than everyone else. It's because the people who took the time to plan for it and have a decision making process that says, yes, this is where I take that money from. This is how I replenish it. This is what I can afford. This is what I can't afford. Those are the people, right, who last long and end up giving, you know, huge amounts of money to their beneficiaries, not because they started out with a huge amount of money, but because they had a process for getting there.
Makes a lot of sense. We got to leave it right there. But if you like more information from Label Sternbach, just go to his website, yieldsforyou.com. Yields, the number four, the letter U.com. It's all the time we have. Join us again next week as we talk about the new 321 retirement plan and how it can give you the financial freedom that you deserve.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Scissors, clippers, styling and profiling. Information online at thestandardmn.net in Oakdale, Minnesota.
Time now for a bit of inspiration. Here's Freddie with this week's Words to the Wise. Words to the Wise.
Have you ever come across anything that appeared dull and unappealing on the surface, but after closer inspection, you discovered its true beauty and value? That's what today's Words of the Wise are all about. A pearl is often found in an ugly shell. Today's words remind us that beauty is not always found on the surface, but rather it can be found in the most unexpected places. Just like a pearl, which is often found in an ugly shell, we too can discover the hidden beauty within ourselves and others. So let us embrace the imperfections and look beyond the surface to find the true beauty that lies within. I hope this message inspires you to see the world with new lenses and appreciate the beauty that surrounds us. My encouragement today is to look beyond appearances and dig deeper to uncover the hidden gems in life. Take the saying, a pearl is often found in an ugly shell. It also reminds us that sometimes the most precious things in life are disguised in unexpected ways. So keep your eyes and your mind open, and you just might find something truly amazing. A pearl is often found in an ugly shell. If you'd like to learn more, visit me at my website, freddiebell.com.
Words to the Wise.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com. Since its release, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell has inspired tens of thousands. And in these times, words of encouragement can be the difference. How about you? Could daily affirmations and words of encouragement make a difference in your life? Find out with your very own copy of Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Available at Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
Let this idea we grasp within, the I am, our very existence, our life, our faith, our hope, our dreams, our goals, our treasures, the graciousness in our life. Let it expand from its location, its preposition in us, and expand in waves radiating from us to others, becoming the light by which we see our challenges, our relationships, our communities, our world. Let us live in this idea. The Greeks named Christos, Christ. The Hebrews, Messiah, the Anointed. Don't worry about the name. Grasp the idea. Grasp the joy and the power and the potential. With seeing yourself and the world with the eyes of springtime, letting go of thoughts of been there, done that. I know who those people are. And grasp that new vision. Paul expressed it. Charles Fillmore claimed it was the most important idea in all of the scriptures. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ, in the whole way you see the world and all that is. Thanks be to God that it is so. And I invite you to allow your attention to move from this inner experience and become aware of others in this sanctuary, this beautiful room in which we are seated, and in time we'll go back out into our city and our world. But remember this simple idea. You may change your focus from a clear prayer focus back into your activity in the world. But this Christ idea, this secret, guides you in all your actions, in all your ways. It is the answer, the formula that keeps you centered on God's possibility for you, this church. Your world. It is our hope and it is our faith. And if you're like me, you grasp it and can only say, wow, wow. As Bruce and Judy prepare for music, as we receive our offering, I invite you. Do you ever say wow over your offering, even quietly? Let me get mine. Wow. Wow. I respect this. God showed up in my life as blessing, as supply. Now I get to transform this into something that blesses our community life, this church, which in turn reaches out into our world. That's a wow. This is not just a check or a $20 bill or a $100 bill. You're doing an alchemy, a transformation of something you called mine, and you're turning it into something we may call ours. The divine within me becomes the divine, the power working among us.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thank you for joining us this weekend, and right now it's time for This Week. It happened in 1797 when the New York Stock Exchange was formed. In 1875, the first Kentucky Derby was run at Churchill Downs in Louisville. In 1932, the U.S. Congress changes Puerto Rico to Puerto Rico. In 1954, the United States Supreme Court issued its ruling in the Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka case. The High Court declared that racially separated educational facilities are inherently unequal. In 1985, Bobby Ewing died for the final time on the season finale of Dallas. He had died on an earlier episode but was brought back to life. In 1987, 37 U.S. sailors were killed when an Iraqi warplane attacked the U.S. Navy frigate Stark. In 1992, bandleader Lawrence Welk died at the age of 89. In 1996, President Clinton signed Megan's Law into effect. The law requires neighborhood notification when a convicted sex offender moves into the area. And in 2004, Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Randall died at the age of 84. Randall was best known for his comedic role as Felix Unger in The Odd Couple. He had been battling a long-term illness. It happened this week, and I'm Freddie Bell.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151. 888-711-1151 or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklist, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
want to be in a place where people know your name, the message is positive, and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering. Well, everybody knows your name.
That's our show, and thanks to our special guests for stopping by and sharing information that we hope can change lives. If you missed any of today's show, you can subscribe to our podcast or just Google Freddie Bell or stop by my website of the same name. Thanks for listening, and remember that each day is a chance for a new beginning. See you next week.